I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're 46 days out until the election. And, you know, Elliot, let's look at these next few weeks and the battleground states starting there. There's been so much focus on them. And while several states seem to be close, Pennsylvania maybe seems the closest, you know, of all of them. Does it seem as though Pennsylvania could be the state to decide this contest on Election Day?
Yeah, so thanks for having me on. 46 days, hey, that's not a whole lot of time for the election to change, you might think. But in our era of close elections and late deciders, you might expect polls to move by 3 or 4 points. So let's focus on all those states that are within those 3 or 4 points, and you'll see just how special Pennsylvania is. In Michigan, you have the biggest advantage currently for one of the two candidates, and Kamala Harris there is up by 2 points. So do some math and you'll realize what I'm saying is all the other states are between a 0 and 2 percentage point lead for either one of those candidates. It's very close, very close. And those states, that one state that's the closest, that has the most electoral votes of this batch, that's Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania in 538's average of polls is currently leaning toward Kamala Harris by just half a percentage point. To give you a comparison of how accurate that is, maybe think back to those days on the playground in recess when you were shooting marbles. That's about as accurate as shooting a marble. It is a very close race. It could go either way.
This post-debate bump that we've seen Harris get in some of the polls, you know, traditionally speaking, when you look back at debates, is it something that lasts or fades over time?
Yeah, these bounces are hard to distinguish between real movement and changes in the types of people who are answering polls. We like to say that there's a difference between a bounce and a bump. So far, we can tell that Harris has certainly got a bounce from her debate performance versus Donald Trump 2 weeks ago. Her polls have increased by between 1 and 2 percentage points in these key 7 swing states, including Pennsylvania and Michigan, and about a percentage point or two nationally as well. So the question is whether or not that number goes back down over the next 46 days. And if it does, the election could very easily go the other way. In 538's election forecast, which games out basically how much to trust these polls, how much could the election change between now and Election Day? We think that Kamala Harris has around a 6 in 10 chance of winning. So just barely more than a toss-up race, which would be 5 in 10.
Wow. You know, these polls do seem to come out every single day. But really, are there many undecided voters left anymore?
You know, we think that about 5% of the likely electorate is undecided right now. And you hear 5% and you say, well, that's not a whole lot. And certainly in our age of polarized politics, 5% makes sense. But in an election decided by, you know, 10,000 votes, maybe in one of these key states, or potentially even less, 5% undecided is enough to make, you know, to make a close race essentially unpredictable this far in advance. So when we say 46 days is a long way to go, part of that calculation is seeing, you know, where these undecided is going to go, and that is. That's very hard to predict. We'll just have to wait and see on Election Day.
I'm sure there's a lot of people who look at that and say, how is anybody undecided? Especially with these people, we've seen them in the public eye for many years now. At the same time, though, Elliot, there's a lot of people who aren't that politically engaged and really haven't thought that much about the election. And how true is that every election cycle? Why shouldn't people be surprised about an undecided vote?
Yeah, it's a good reminder that most people are not like us, paying attention to the news and politics 24/7. They're living their lives. So this 46-day window, and especially as early voting and mail-in voting get underway and people start to be reminded, then they'll tune in and inform some opinions, and that undecided number will decrease. But I wouldn't expect it to go to zero. There are still a lot of voters out there who see, who tell us they see, you know, the drawbacks of Trump and Harris. They see, they'll say, you know, high inflation, high prices over the last presidential term is the reason not to vote for her. And they say, you know, the perhaps cacophonous nature of Donald Trump and some of his drawbacks from his presidency are keeping them from deciding firmly in his favor as well. So they're sort of stuck on the fence by the negatives of these two candidates. And I expect those people, well, there's probably not going to get a whole lot more information on those two subjects by the time November rolls around. So, you know, it can be really random who they end up voting for.
I don't know if you can answer this or not, Elliot, but is anyone thinking about election night and how long the country will have to wait to hear about a winner?
Yeah, it's possible that they have to wait a few days again, just like in 2020. You know, in Pennsylvania, which I'll referenced earlier, which might just be decided by half a point or so, counting ballots in Philadelphia could take another week after the polls are closed. That's because the election officials there are not allowed to start counting ballots until election day. So, you know, if you got, you know, 500,000 ballots to go through, you just have to take time to count them.
How intense is
the voters should be prepared for that?
How intense are you expecting there to be polling in Pennsylvania over the next month?
Yeah, we should probably expect a poll a day, I would think, between now and election day. If there are any trends, then 538 will pick up on them on our polling average on our election forecast. And we'll see if the race moves accordingly.
Elliot, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, guys.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.